Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. In Caesarea, there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment. He was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. Cornelius is a fascinating character. He wasn't a Jew, and neither was he a follower of Jesus. He was a God-fearer, generous, prayerful, and willing that God should use him on this crucial mission to meet up with Peter. Peter was a faithful Jew and struggled to imagine that God could work outside the Jewish nation. Cornelius was going to be the means of helping Peter to see God's greater plans. Centurions were immensely powerful army officers, usually having command of 80 legionaries. It's interesting that centurions played a significant part in Jesus' ministry. On one occasion, a centurion asked Jesus to heal his servant. He had complete confidence that if Jesus only said the word, the man would be healed. Jesus responded that he hadn't found anyone in Israel with such great faith as this. Then after Jesus had been crucified, it was the centurion on duty that day who was the one who exclaimed, "This man truly was the Son of God." When I was young, I got the impression that there were two kinds of people. There were people who loved God and others who hated him. But it's not as simple as that. The Bible introduces us to many people who were not believers, yet in whose lives God was powerfully at work. Today, let's give thanks that God is at work in the lives of many people who know nothing of the Bible or Jesus. We will definitely want to share the good news with them, but we shouldn't be surprised when we find that God has already been working in their lives. So let me ask you a question. Can you think of anyone you know who's not yet a Christian, but in whose life God is clearly at work? Now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you that you're at work in so many people's lives. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a great day today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.